This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican from the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee. We want to get his insights on the latest developments in the ongoing war in Afghanistan, especially in light of the president's meeting on Wednesday with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. And Congressman, always a pleasure to have you with us.
And I appreciate, Greg, what you do to educate the American people on key issues.
My pleasure, sir. The president's saying that our military is making tremendous progress. Certainly, that's the case in Helmand Province and the surrounding area. Obviously, a lot of eyes on what will happen on Kandahar now. What's your assessment, sir, of what our forces, along with our partners, have been able to accomplish and how significant that is to date?
Well, I'm very grateful. I've visited the country 9 times. I'm the co-chair of the Afghan caucus. In fact, my former National Guard unit, the 218th Brigade led by General Bob Livingston, served there for a year. And so I know firsthand of the extraordinary service of our military, also our allies. Last week I visited with the ambassador from Romania, and he indicated that Romania has 1,200 troops currently in Afghanistan. They were going to add another 400. And so this is so encouraging to see NATO step up and the American forces make a difference. And in training the Afghan police and army, I see progress being made in creating a civil society.
What do you see in terms of the fight for Kandahar? Do you expect that to be a particularly brutal fight this summer? Do you expect the Taliban to cut and run? What's your best sense on that?
Well, actually, I was in Helmand and Kandahar last year, and I just have great faith in the Marines. I represent Parris Island Marine Corps Air Station, so I know of the extraordinary courage and capabilities of our Marines, the Army units. I represent Fort Jackson, too. And also we have Navy and Air Force personnel who are making such a positive difference.
Congressman, I know that in past conversations you've also spoken very highly of President Karzai. There continues to be a concern, though, regardless of who's in charge of Afghanistan, that whatever security gains our forces are able to make, and they are considerable and could be increasingly considerable, that the Afghans are just going to have trouble holding that whenever we get to the point where we do draw down forces. Do you share those same concerns, and what do you expect to happen there?
First of all, I know this is not politically correct, but I do have a high regard for President Karzai. And I was really grateful that the president seemed to have reversed position and indicated the extraordinary leadership of President Karzai. And he is in an incredible country. It's the third poorest country on earth. It's never truly been governed. And so criticism of him that a full civil society is slow to develop, it's going to take time. But I do see that progress has been made. I know that the Defense Minister General Abdul Wardak, who was a Mujahideen himself, that there are extraordinary people in that country trying to build a civil society, but it will take a long period of time. But we should learn from 9/11 that there cannot be ungoverned areas in the world, but that's where Al-Qaeda, Taliban will organize and plan attacks as they did on New York and Washington in 2001.
Congressman, you mentioned the ungoverned areas, and one of those, of course, that's of great concern is the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Both Presidents Obama and Karzai talking a lot about that yesterday and how they're increasingly concerned about the presence of the Taliban and even the resurgence and insurgence of the Pakistani Taliban, which may well have links to the Times Square's bombing from just several days ago. How concerned are you about what's happening in Pakistan and, of course, how that impacts what happens across the border in Afghanistan?
And, of course, we do need to assist the government of Pakistan in creating a civil society there. They have been a 50-year ally of the United States, but they do face a small element of Islamic extremists. We need to remember, they're not just attacking Afghanistan or American forces, or even then, of course, it was a direct connection to Times Square, the attempted attack. But these terrorists are the same people who killed Benazir Bhutto. I actually had breakfast in her home a month and a day in Islamabad prior to her assassination. And so, and we can see that the Taliban attempted to take over the Swat Valley of Pakistan. Sadly, it doesn't. It's inconceivable, but there are attacks on mosques in Pakistan almost weekly. And so this is not just an attack on us, on people favoring a pluralistic democratic society, but it's an attack on the people and government of Pakistan. And so in their interest, I am confident that they will continue to work with the United States to eliminate the Taliban within their border.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, another issue, of course, on the congressional plate in the coming days and weeks is funding for the war in Afghanistan. I know there had been some hesitation on the part of some in the majority about how that will play out, but obviously it's a president of their own party that's asking for this. Do you expect this to be a contentious debate, or will this be approved without too much trouble?
Well, when the president's right, I am very happy to support his initiative, and I believe the president was correct. I do believe, sadly, there was dithering, but he did determine a surge in Pakistan, and we can see it's making a difference. We learned, of course, that the surge made the difference in Iraq, and I am confident that there will be very, very strong, up to 98% Republican support, and it would be nice to have more Democrats come on board, but we must protect American families by defeating the terrorists overseas.
Congressman, I know you're in contact with our military leaders as well. From your most recent conversations with the likes of Generals McChrystal and Petraeus and so forth, what have they suggested to you about how pleased they are with the progress and what they see as the biggest challenges coming forward?
Well, we had a foreign affairs hearing and also Armed Services Committee hearing recently where our military leaders are very encouraged, and even the civilian appointees in DOD are very encouraged. Deputy Secretary Flournoy was expressing positive information, something, Greg, that I didn't know. And she pointed out that in recent polling, and they do polling now, which is a sign of progress in Afghanistan, that 59% of the people in the country support the central government.
Well, Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up, but we thank you, sir, very much for being with us and bringing our listeners up to date.
Well, Greg, thank you. And again, I just appreciate so much as we're approaching Armed Forces Weekend I just appreciate our military and military families.
Well, we certainly second that sentiment, sir. Congressman Joe Wilson represents South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.